Hello, I'm going to be talking to you today about Aid Friendly York, why we set it up, and what we've achieved so far, and what we're hoping to achieve going forward. We set Aid Friendly York up in 2019, and it was on the back of an older people survey where we had an extensive response. We worked in partnership as we, as in the City of York Council, the public health team, Age UK, York Older People Assembly, and other partners all got together to try and ensure we maximise the reach to older people to ensure they had a voice. That created a lot of information that we could use to then understand what the key priorities were. For older people. And we felt that there was a need to have some form of framework to it that helped to drive us forward. And we looked at and agreed through the Health and Wellbeing Board that Aid Friendly York was a great platform, which basically uses World Health Organization checks to ensure and that your city is as aid friendly as it can be. It is a journey, it must be said. So I don't think it's a journey that will ever get to a destination and be able to say categorically that every aspect of life in York is aid friendly, but we can continue to strive to make improvements where we can. So just to give you an example of a few things that we've been involved in, a lot of people said that they like to go to the city centre. But their legs aren't as good as they used to be, and they need to rest their legs regularly. It wouldn't be possible to go into a cafe every 10, 15 minutes. Also, there's a lack of public conveniences. So we explored this, and what we felt was, well, actually, if you think about it, there's hundreds of toilets in the city centre. The likelihood of being able to reverse a trend in terms of the quantity of public conveniences didn't feel the right direction to go in, and there was issues around the ones that did exist in terms of cleanliness, feeling safe, etc. So we thought, well, why shouldn't we be working alongside businesses as part of their corporate responsibility? Them giving back to their community, them encouraging people of all walks of life to be able to come into and use a city centre, and the businesses are part of that solution. So we worked in partnership with Home Instead, who is a care provider and provides care in York, and wanted to utilise their corporate responsibility to give something back to the city. And they employed a community worker to engage with those businesses, and actually engaged with now over 50 businesses that have offered either a seat or the use of their toilet or both without having to be a paying customer. And so that's just an example of one of the ways in which Age Friendly York can listen to what older people are having to say, what's most important to them, and seeing whether we can find a solution. And so we're now at the stage where we've looked at some of the key areas through the World Health Organization checks. We've gone through all of those, and we've done what's called a baseline assessment against them. So it's a bit like I see it as is, basically. Where is the situation at the moment in York? What's our understanding of that? What do the citizens of York feel about those particular issues? And what recommendations can we draw out of that? So we categorised them into a number of different sections. One was getting out and about, your time, which split into your personal time and also a separate one in terms of employment. So if you're coming up to retirement, are there specific considerations that we need to take into account? We had your services, we had your home and your information. So all those baseline assessments have now been completed, with a action plan that sits alongside that. So we're now at the stage where we're going to be submitting a proposal to the Health and Wellbeing Board to apply for World Health Organization healthy age-friendly communities status. And then from there, we've got the action plan to deliver against, which will give us a lot of exciting opportunities to make the city even more age-friendly. And the action plan itself is never closed. There's always an opportunity and a range of opportunities for people to input their voices. So we will have what we call an evolving action plan. So our views are coming forward in terms of new ideas, new proposals, new initiatives. Then we'll put them to the Ageing Well Partnership for approval and update the action plan accordingly. And that just gives you a little bit of a feel. If you're wanting to know more, you can contact myself, Carl Wayne, on 01904 554595, or email me on agefriendlyyork@york.gov.uk. Thank you for listening.